Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. But truly, this is the day that you have made. And Father, because you have made this day, Father, we choose to rejoice and we choose to declare your name in this season and in this moment that we are in. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that your will be done on this call today, Father. And Father, we declare that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that you are our shepherd and we have no need because we will not want for anything. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we declare and affirm that we are people that will fear your name, and we are people that will rise up with great strength and with great power. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we are bold and we are the courageous people of God. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we shall do well and be well because we are your people and we are anointed. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that your will be done. We declare miracles and open doors that shall be given unto your people tonight. We declare that your people will speak forth your word in power and in might and in strength. We decree healing. We decree holiness. We decree righteousness for your people in the name of Jesus. So let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for just giving us this opportunity to lift you up, for you are worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we ask you to just continue to visit the sick and shut in. We thank you for the supernatural healing that will take place that's in manifestation as we speak. Even those that are incarcerated, Lord, we ask you to touch right now the heads of government. Lord, even order their thoughts, Lord, in this season. Give them a mind, Lord, a mind to seek you for guidance, a mind to seek your wisdom when making a decision in concern of the people of this land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to just continue to strengthen your leaders that's continue to move forward in your righteousness, that continue to live according in integrity of your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to shield and protect them like never before. Lord, we thank you for the master prophet, Prophetess Deborah, the the whole entire prophetic family, as well as the company of Prophet Zoid Ministry, continue to bless, continue to overflow, Lord, of abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Every house that's represented on the house, Lord, we ask you to touch right now. Strengthen, meet every need, every petition, Lord. We thank you and be careful of all the, give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we know that you will able to do exceeding abundant of all that we can actually think, according to the power that worketh in us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, O Lord, and we thank you for your guidance even on today, even unto this very hour, breaking forth a new day, new mercy, a new beginning. In Jesus' name we pray.
And Father, we thank you for this time and opportunity together. Father God, we thank you for peace of mind. We thank you for every heart and every person on the line, even tonight. We thank you for every family member. We thank you for our elders, Lord. We thank you for our families, our siblings, our parents, our children, our offspring, Father God. Cover our children even now. Cover the family, Father God. Cover our households even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace of mind to reign free and through us, Father God. Father, allow your word to stand strong in us, Father God. Touch those hearts, Father God, that need mending and comfort. Father, be the comforter, Father God. Father, we thank you for strength. We thank you for wholeness even now, Father God. We thank you for touching our bodies even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for joy. We thank you for the covering angels of protection as we come and as we go, Father God. Father, we thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Allow your will to be done in our lives even now. Not our will, Father, but your will. Let your will be done in our lives even now, Father God. Father, touch the minds of our youth and our young men and our young ladies even now, Father God. Father, allow what it is that we're supposed to be doing. Allow it to be cultivated and stir in us, Father God. Father God, allow us to dream many of dreams, Father God. We thank you for innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And Father God, we thank you even now, for you are God, and beside you there is no other. God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing inside of each and every one of us now. Father God, we thank you for our leaders and Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father, and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, right now we lift up Mother Mary Jordan. Father, we lift up our fathers, our brothers, our mothers, our sisters, Father, even now. Father God, we even begin to touch the hearts of the non-believers, Father, even now. We begin to continue to give your name the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Lord God, we thank you because we know that your word says that heaven and earth shall pass, but one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Father God, we thank you for fulfilling your word, fulfilling the words that you have over our lives, fulfilling the words that you have over our children's lives. Father God, continue to touch our children even as they go into school, Father. Continue to touch the hearts and minds, Father, of every public servant, Father, that they make the right choices and the right moves and decisions in this season, Father. Father God, we know that your word says that you've sent your word so that we may be healed from any disease. Father God, right now we decree and declare healing on this line. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And above all, Father, we thank you for your everlasting love, your everlasting grace, mercy, peace, and kindness that you abide to each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we come before you now, and we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, the blood covenant in Psalms 91 over our lives, Lord God, through and around us, our spirits, our minds, our will, our emotions, Lord God, everything about us, Lord, even our subconscious areas, Lord, all of our body, Lord God, we plead the blood. And all natural doors, spiritual openings coming into our lives and our properties, the atmosphere above, around and about us, our cars, our properties, lands, our animals, vehicles, workplaces, in every area and arena of our lives, we plead the blood and we thank you for that divine covering in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, as we lift your name up today, Lord God, fill our hearts with joy. Fill our hearts with gratefulness, Lord God. Fill our hearts with humility.
fill our hearts, Lord God, with thanksgiving, Lord God. May we experience you in a new way, Lord God. May you increase our faith, Lord God, and decrease our fear, Lord God. May we stand with you even in situations and times of no understanding, Lord God. I pray and lift up all those who are committed, Lord God, to hearing your voice, who are committed to seeking you each and every day, Lord God. Present yourself and make yourself known like never before. Lord, we pray for the fainted-hearted. We pray for those, Lord God, who need the additional strength, who need that miracle, who need that voice to keep them going. Lord God, I pray for those tonight, Lord God. We raise our voices and lift our voices for them, Lord God. We pray for our family, those who do not know you are. Continue to use us to stand as intercessors for them, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you and to glorify you. Raise our leaders today. We ask that you continue to bestow them with wisdom and understanding and new revelation as they continue to lead their sheep, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you and glorify your name. Amen. Amen.
Father, as we come before you, continuing joining as a team, God, in prayer. Father, we come before you and we thank and praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Father, as we come before you, God, on behalf of churches, pastors, ministries, and the Marketplace Church, God, the place of healing and restoration. Father, we come before you asking you, God, to cleanse our heart and our life. Father, then we ask you to give us clean hands and a clean heart that we may fulfill your purpose and your will here on the earth. Father, we ask you to cover our children, our siblings, our spouses, and those generations above us and below us. Father, we ask you to help us to be kind to one another. Help us, God, to express love and kindness. Help us to demonstrate who you are in us and throughout the world. Father, we thank you because you shed your blood for us. And, Father, we know that by your stripes and what you did for us, we're healed and restored. And, God, we honor you. We bless your name. We thank you, God, for without you, God, we can do nothing. But yet, God, in your will, we believe that with God, all things are possible. And we love you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, we honor you, we give you thanksgiving. And God, most of all, and much more, we thank God for the leaders of this prayer line, the leaders of Zoe Ministry, the Archbishop, Pastor Jordan, the entire family, and those who they've reached. Bless everyone on this prayer line. Give us our heart's desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And yes, Father God, we bless you, for this is a day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Great peace have we because we love your law and nothing shall offend us. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop. We thank you for strengthening his hands. We thank you, Lord God, for encouraging his heart. We thank you, Lord, for the new books coming forth. We thank you, Lord, for the greater revelation knowledge. We thank you, Lord God, for greater health. We thank you, Lord, for prospering the works of his hands. We thank you, Lord God, for our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for encouraging her, for strengthening her, for building her up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for special anointing, Lord God, of inspiration. We thank you for the new books, the new poetic writings coming forth. We thank you, Lord God, for the multitude of women coming unto her, Lord God, to sit at her feet, for those nuggets, for that nurturing, for that grooming. We bless you, Lord God, that you put the word of the Lord in our mouths to prophesy to the dead situations, to prophesy to the dead circumstances. But God, we call forth your healing. We call forth the life of God, the breath of God to breathe upon the communities that each of us represent. Breathe, that we call forth the deadness that is manifesting in the inner cities, Lord God. We breathe upon it, God, and we speak life unto it, God. We speak healing. We speak a cleansing, Lord God. We speak safety in the streets, Lord God. We speak deliverance to the captive. We speak deliverance to the addicts, deliverance to prostitutes. We speak deliverance to the pimps, Lord. We ask for victory in these streets, Lord. Divine protection for those going to and fro, even to the police officers, God. We call forth integrity on the police force and in our communities, Lord God. Healing in our families and divine deliverance in the name of Jesus for our elders, God, for those that are sick and shut in, we call forth health, healing, and wholeness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Father God, we come to you with open hearts. We come to you with gladness. We come to you with great joy. We come to you with great peace. Father God, we stand on your word. Father God, we thank you for each journey and each direction that you have given to us, God. Father God, we know that it is your will and your way. Father God, I ask that you lift up every household on this line, every family member that is connected to these households, God, to send a unique blessing, God, send a new awakening, God, of their senses, God, a taste just to have you in their life, God. Father God, we ask that all things work according to your will. Father God, we know that everything is working accordingly. Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, God. We thank you, God, for our children, God, and we ask that you protect our children in these times, God. We ask that you protect them when they're in the cars, protect them when they're traveling, protect them when they're in the schools, God. Father God, we ask that you send a favor in their life, God. Send them a unique blessing, God. Father God, we lift up our daughters, God, to protect them, God, from people that are not like you, for all, even our sons, God. Father God, we ask that you touch our elderly, God, those that have came before us, God, to touch them, God, and to give them great strength with new energy and new vitality, God. Father God, we ask that you even favor them in wherever they go, God, and protect them, God, when they're traveling, God. Protect them wherever they go, God. We disperse the angels, God. We disperse the angels around the people of God. Father God, we know we also lift up business owners and entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. God, and ask that you give new ideas and fresh ideas in businesses, God. We ask that you give the double, the triple increase, God, a double, mm-hmm. triple return, God. Father God, we thank you for even new networks that is around us in this time and in this season, God. We know that we have that gift to bring others, God, and we thank you for that, God. We thank you for even allowing us to praise you, God. We thank you for even having us to speak your name, God. We ask that anything that is closed, God, to open it, God. Anything that is lost, God, we ask that you recover it, God. We ask that anything that seems like that is maybe hindering, God, that you will move it out the way, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for this hour of prayer. And we thank you, Father God, that this is the day you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Father God, as your word says, the words of Jesus. Men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. We refuse to give up on the answer, Father God, knowing that you are our answer and our solution to every problem, every situation in our life. Father God, I thank you right now for Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Joy Ministry Church family. We thank you for their beloved family and their grandchildren. We thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. We thank you for her life, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're continuously building her up everywhere that she's toned out. And we thank you, Father God, for the lift. In the name of Jesus for her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I come before your face and your throne of grace, and I ask you for breakthrough for everyone that is on the sound of my voice. I thank you for divine breakthrough, divine intervention concerning your people. And I thank you, Father God, that there's a divine protection around your the families on this line, God. But I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I plead it over their communities now, over the schools, over our colleges, over our cities, over our state right now. Let the blood flow from state to state, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that Michael and the archangels are doing warfare on our behalf right now, in the name of Jesus, and beginning to tear out every, hallelujah,
terrorist attack, and any attack that will try to come against God's people or his kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for the lift right now. I thank you for the divine breakthrough financially for your people, God. I thank you for the spirit of prosperity, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we should not go. You're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top, not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And no weapon that is formed against us should prosper. And everything that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I thank you, Father God, for divine favor. I thank you, Father God, for divine love, peace, joy, meekness, humbleness, kindness, health, and success. I thank you, Father God, that the spirit of depression is leaving out, hallelujah, the lives of your people, and let them come into the courage that you gave Joshua, Lord. Let us arise and be, hallelujah, great soldiers in your kingdom, that we may, hallelujah, build your kingdom for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for salvation for every unsaved loved one, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for revival, God, that you're sending in the, hallelujah, into the north, into the south, and the east, and the west. I thank you for the revival, God. Bring it forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, be our peacemaker. Tear every wall of partition in our life, Lord Jesus, and be our peacemaker, Lord. Hallelujah. Let God arise and let every enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now that there's a praise in our spirit, God. Give us continuously, give us a praying spirit. Give us a praising spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, let us move away from complaint and come into a place of thanksgiving, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do in our life, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask of things according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every prayer, every utterance that has been uttered on this call. And, Father, even as we stand in agreement, Father. Father, you said where two or three are gathering your name, Lord. Lord, that you're in the midst. And Father, we want to worship you and we want to thank you, Lord, for being in our midst on this prophetic midnight call tonight, Father. Father, I thank you for every household that's represented here, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even before we ask, Father, you have already heard and you already at work for the things that we are asking you, Father. And Father, we're not praying for a thing, but Father, we're going to thank you for the thing in advance, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our life. We thank you, Lord, that your will be expressed and done in our lives and in our household, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. You're raising up a mighty army, Father, an army that will not back down, Father, a people that will rise up, a people that understand who they are, a people that will speak only those things that you have called us to speak, Father. Father, we thank you right there, Lord, even for the anointing, Father, even as the tribe of Issachar had, Lord. They had understanding, Lord. They knew what they were supposed to do, Father. Father, give us that same anointing, Father, so that we too will know what we are supposed to do in the season and in the timing that you're calling us to walk into. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that every household, Father, is getting ready to rise up, Father. Every household, Father, there's going to be a shift in the right direction in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Bring encouragement. Encourage our hearts. Encourage our mind. Father, we want to think right. Father, we want to do right. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus because you are our shepherd, Father. And Father, because you are our shepherd, we will not want for anything, Father. Father, we thank you in advance that all our needs have already been met by you, Father, by you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we are stepping a new walk, Father. We are moving in a new season, a season called purpose, a season called destiny, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even our household, Father, stir the households up, Father. Let them know, Rabba Shandari Akashata, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let them know, Lord, that it's all about you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our children, Father. We thank you, Lord, for family, Lord. For, Father, you ordained family, Father. And we thank you for families, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us together as a united force, as a united family. And, Father, we thank you right there in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every request, Father, every prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, will have already been heard, Father. Father, prove your word, Father. Prove yourself mightily in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless our hands, Father. And Raboshata, give us witty ideas, witty inventions, Father. Give us things that the world don't even know about, Father, that they will be profound and they will know without a doubt, Lord, that we are your children. We have been called, ordained, and appointed by you in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we start out on this day, Father, Father, we're starting out giving your name the praise. We're starting out acknowledging you first, Father. And Father, even as we move forth in this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine safety, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the angel of the Lord has already went before us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that the enemy has already been rebuked for our sake in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that as we move through this day, Father, Father, we want you to get the glory, Father. As we move through this day, Father, allow us to fulfill and do all that we need to do in this day, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we shall be light, a light for the city, a light for the world, so that the world can look and know that we have been called upon and ordained by you, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Look at our commitment, Father. Let us become more dedicated. Let us become more true to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we move forward in your word, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Father. But, Father, we know that you have started a good work on the inside of every one of us, Lord, that's on this call tonight, Father. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you're going to perfect everything that concerns us, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, your name the glory, forever and forever, Father, because, Lord, it's all about you, Father, that we lift our voice up like a trumpet, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, Father, and we say thank you, Father, thank you in advance. Thank you for what you have already done, and thank you for what you're doing in this present moment, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're getting ready to do, Father, and we love you, Father, and we appreciate you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Naomi,
hallelujah.
We just want to thank everyone on this call tonight for what God is doing and what he's about to do in our lives. And I just want to tell the people of God, don't quit, don't give up. It's not time. Keep on keeping on. After you have done all you know to do, the Bible lets us know, for we are to stand. For we know that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those that endure to the end. God is giving us enduring power, enduring strength on this call. We're not going to give up because we're not moved by what others are saying or what or how other things are looking. We are only moved by what the word of God has to say. So I just thank God for every one of you people of God. I just love you. Keep spreading the news and let them know that there is a cry at midnight, a prophetic cry, because we're going to cry out loud and we are not going to spare, because we know in whom we believe and we know that God is in control and this is God's word and we are rejoicing. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. 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 And we thank you so much, Pastor Deborah, for that. If from anyone from the Covenant Prophets, is there any update that we need to give before we leave from the call?
Yes and yes, Prophetess Naomi. This is Prophet Joshua. Just want to invite the listeners to our Pop Life radio show tomorrow. It is at noon, so in about 11 and a half hours from now. From noon to one, we do have a special host, Prophetess Cheryl Clark. We'll be doing a checkup from the neck up, so come and join us noon to one on this same conference line. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Is there any other announcements? Amen. All right. Just want to let everyone know, check your email, check your keep your phone ringer on, just put on that special alert, because you will be getting that conference call invite to know what time to come and meet our Archbishop and our Master Prophet. I want to say good night to you all, and God bless.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you, everyone. We love you.